Dr. Saber getting an office note on patient Christian Monique, M-O-N-I-Q-U-E, Christian, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-A-N. Date of birth is 10-14-1965. Date of service is 5-16-2024. Preparing of the patient is 58-year-old African-American female. He referred to see me by Dr. Ballard for evaluation of resistant hypertension. Pure paragraph. Her past medical history includes history of hypertension since early 30s, also obesity. She had tried to lose weight with intermittent fasting and exercise. She lost 30 pounds and then she gained it back, unfortunately. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, history of cystocele. Pure paragraph. Past surgical history is remarkable for C-section in the past, times one. Allergies, no non-drug allergies, social history, patient is single, has a total of one child, no smoking, no alcohol, no drug use, she works as a hairdresser, family history, mother with hypertension, father died at age of 59 from MI, brother has hypertension, and sister is hypertensive, pre-paragraph. Review systems revealed no headache, no chest pain, no shortness of breath, no heartburn, no nausea, no vomiting, no abdomen pain. She does suffer from constipation, denies any nocturia or straining upon urination. She does report incomplete bladder emptying and leg swelling positive. She also reports nighttime snoring and increased daytime sleepiness. All other systems that reviewed are negative. Immunization, she received two shots of the COVID-19 gene editing therapy. Paragraph. Current medications include furosemide, metoprolol, and valsartan, hydrochlorothiazide. Paragraph. On physical examination of vital signs as measured above, HNTP was not reactive. The latent accommodation injected conjunctiva and anterior sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid B bilaterally. No jugular venous extension bilaterally, most oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema, noted pure paragraph, neck is supple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds are regulated and rhythm, normal sinus 2, no murmurs heard, no friction heard, lung are clear to auscultation, no crackles or wheezes heard, abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no cutting rebound or rigidity extremities. She has 1+ edema in both lower extremities, more so on the left compared to the right, pure paragraph skin, no skin rash, noted neuro exam is not focal. Investigations available to me, none at this point, pure paragraph. Assessment of plan 1, resistant hypertension, uncontrolled, partly related to possible untreated and undiagnosed obstructive sleep apnea. We are going to add nifedipine 60 mg at bedtime to her regimen and have her do her blood pressure log and review it in 2 to 3 weeks to adjust further. Next, highly suspect obstructive sleep apnea in this patient. We are going to do a home sleep study for diagnosis and appropriate treatment period. Next, diagnosis, morbid obesity. Patient was encouraged to lose weight, go back on intermittent fasting, low carb and keto diet plus exercise period. Next, diagnosis, hyperlipidemia. We'll check her lipid panel. Next, cystocele with obstructive symptoms. We are going to do a urine ultrasound and a bladder ultrasound to assess post-food residuals. Next, leg edema, we're going to rule out deep venous thrombosis, period, paragraph. Patient is going to see you back in around 2 to 3 weeks for further recommendations. I thank you, Dr. Ballard, for your trust and allowing me to see your patient in consultation. I'll keep you updated on her progress and report. Thanks, CC, Dr. Ballard, and report. Thanks.